Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. 40.1 million. Yeah, that's the stat I'm going to throw out at you today. 40.1 million. And you think, well, what is that? Is that like how much you're worth? Is that how many, you know, passes Tom Brady has thrown? Is that, what is that? What is that 40.1 million? Well, according to weareapartments.org, that is the number of apartment residents. Yeah, there are a lot of people in America that live in apartments, and they call those apartments home. It's an awesome thing. I think the American dream consists of the right to pursue happiness and the right to pursue whatever you choose to pursue, whether it's financial, whether it's religious, whether it's educational, whether it's some of all that, whether it's, you know, part of the things I didn't even talk about. But I also think one of the most valuable things that we have in America is the ability to call a certain place home. Now, whether you own that home, whether you rent that home, I think it's important for people to have a home. There is a homeless problem in America. I get that. But I don't think the solution is to just go out and rent hotel rooms for them or to go out and give them vouchers for places to live. I think that homeless problem needs some additional attention, but that's not what I want to talk about today. What I want to talk about today are the 40.1 million people that reside in apartments. If you've ever shopped for an apartment, you'll know that depending on where you look, depending on what location in town, depending on what the owner of that apartment complex chooses to do, you're going to see everything from really, really nice apartments to pretty nice apartments, maybe not with, you know, premier amenities and things like that. You're also going to see clean, functional workforce housing, which is just that. It's a nice place for people to call home. And then you're going to see just the junk that exists in the inventory out there, because there are slumlords out there. There are people that don't do the right thing by their residents. I mean, they just exist. They're out there. Now, Lifestyles Unlimited, we absolutely believe in providing clean, functional workforce housing for a population of America that absolutely deserves to have it. And if you've ever shopped for apartments, you've seen everything along that spectrum. You've seen the really nice Class A properties, the brand new construction with all the amenities and the price tag that goes along with it. You've seen apartments in a more established part of town that is very nice. It's very beautiful. It may not come with all of the amenities of those Class A properties, but it's a beautiful place to live, and it provides enough basic amenities like maybe a pool or a clubhouse or a place to work out or a dog park that you have everything that you need right there in the community. We like to call those Class B properties. And then you've got the Class C properties, which are the really nice properties that have been, for the most part, depending on who owns them, by the way, that have been fixed up and made very nice, a very nice place to call home. And maybe it's in an even more established part of the community, but it's convenient. to where you work. It's convenient to all of the things that that city or town offers. And we like to call those Class C properties. And at Lifestyles Unlimited, our members focus on primarily Class C properties, but we do have members that invest in Class B properties, and we do have members that invest in Class A properties. But what we find ultimately is that we're probably getting the best returns when we invest in Class C properties. And the one thing that kind of sets the Class C properties apart from the rest of the pack, they tend to be older properties. They tend to be closer to the center of town or the center of the city or the center of the metropolitan area that they're at. And at the end of the day, everybody needs a place to live. And when you look at that stat of 40.1 million apartment residents, that tells me there's a lot of people in America that are renting apartments. Now, there's a lot of people that own homes. There's a lot of people that own condominiums or townhomes. And I get that. But not everybody wants to own. There is actually a concept among people in their 30-somethings. I guess we call them millennials. And one of the things that they're concerned about is the fact that they saw their parents go through what happened in 2008 with the real estate market. And as a result of that, they're not absolutely convinced that owning property is the way to go. And they choose to rent. And these are people that become outstanding residents for your property. So when you invest in apartment communities and you provide housing for a great class of people, it's a win-win situation. Stick around to get back into the stats.
Del Wamsley explains how he found that speck of light that got him into the lifestyle.
I had a guy that used to come into the health club every day and work out for 4 hours a day, sit in the jacuzzi, swim, play racquetball, was happy, looked great, tan all the time. And one day I just asked him, what do you do for a living? And he said, Del, I own real estate.
Well, do you own real estate? Register for our live online free workshop and find out how you can get all the things you want out of life with passive income. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. Brought to you by Lifestyles Unlimited. Here's Lifestyles Unlimited founder and CEO, self-made multimillionaire, and national radio host, Del Wamsley, on getting the information you need to get through this.
So you ask yourself, isn't this the wrong time to get out of the stock market? Very well could be. But maybe it might go down. And then you ask yourself, man, if I would have had some of that money, I could have used it. People are going to be afraid. And the people who are in real estate that are losing money are going to be afraid. And they're going to want to get out. And when they do, we're going to be able to go in and buy at very advantageous prices that are going to change our family's future, quite honestly. So you need information on how to do that. You need the knowledge of how to get through this. You need to get into Lifestyles right now.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. So 40.1 million apartment residents. Yeah, that was 40.1 million people in the United States across all 50 of our states living in apartment communities. And I'll tell you, in the world that I operate in, I'm all about those people. I love providing clean, functional workforce housing for a segment of our population that absolutely deserves to have it. Because I remember back in the days when I was renting, and that occurred at various times in my life, just depending on what was going on with me personally, financially. It also depended on where I was living, whether I could even afford to buy anything. And I remember way back in the 90s, I'm going to take you all the way back to 1993. I was in the military, and I was transferred to one of the most beautiful places in this country, a place called San Luis Obispo, California. It is located on the Central Coast. It is a smaller community. It's just a really nice place. I could spend the rest of the show describing San Luis Obispo, California to you. But when I got there, I was still single at the time, and I was looking around for, well, maybe I could buy something. I think I was a lieutenant in the Army at the time, and I made okay money. I didn't make great money. And I had some student loan debt in as baggage in my life because, you know, unfortunately I had to pay some money to go to school. And when I got there and I looked around at all of the opportunity to buy, one of the things that I found out about San Luis Obispo and the surrounding areas, by the way, was that they had no growth policies in place. In other words, there were restrictions or moratoriums on new construction, people that were renovating houses. One of the ways that they would deal with a property that really should have just been knocked over and hauled away, they had to keep some of the original property in order to rebuild. It was considered a remodel at that point. So, you know, people would keep like the front wall or whatever they did. But here was the crazy thing. I couldn't afford to buy anything. I was priced out of the marketplace. That's kind of what happens in California. And I had to look for a place to live because where I was assigned, there was no base housing for me. So I had to go out on the local economy, which I did. So I started my search. And I drew literally a 20-mile concentric ring around San Luis Obispo. Now, because it's on the coast of California, half of that circle didn't even apply because it was actually out in the Pacific Ocean. But the parts that did apply, I started looking into. And I kind of wanted to be around that, you know, in that beachy community. I looked at all kinds of different apartments. I looked at all types of housing that was made available to me to rent in my price range. I think back then I was paying, I don't know, place I finally settled on, it was like $750 a month. You know, we're going back to 1993. That was actually pretty big rent. And I remember looking diligently for places to live, and property after property after property was just dirty, disgusting, not well kept, didn't offer me clean, functional workforce housing, which was exactly what I was looking for. And then I finally stumbled upon a real estate investor that had just remodeled a property. And when I walked in, wow, the place was nice. It was inviting. There were new appliances. The cabinets had all been, I don't know what they did. I don't know if they painted them. I don't know if they just resurfaced them. I don't know what they did, but it looked great. And this was a two-bedroom, one-bath property that actually had an attached garage. And, you know, if I went out onto the back porch, which was really not much bigger than, I don't know, 6 feet in depth across the width of the property, on a clear day, I could see the Pacific Ocean. And I thought, man, this is it. I'm going for it. And I rented that property. And what attracted me to that property was the fact that I had finally found something that was nice, that I didn't feel like I had to go into and spend an entire weekend cleaning up and repainting. But there are people that own properties out there that think that, you know, that's what you need to do as a resident. And I think that's absolutely wrong. I think if you're going to own property, you need to have pride of ownership. And as a part of that pride of ownership, you need to put the best product you can put into the marketplace so that you attract the best class of residents to that property. Now, I lived there for about 2 years. I paid my rent on the first every month. As a matter of fact, I remember back in those days, we relied on the United States mail system, and you actually wrote a check for your rent. And what I would do, literally, on about the 25th of the month, I would write that rent check out, and I would put it in the mail because I wanted to make sure that the owner of that property got that check by the first of the month. because that was the deal that I entered into. And I lived in that property for 2 years. I took care of that property. I enjoyed living there. When I had a problem with that property, that owner made sure it was remedied. I remember one time, I think the dishwasher went out. And I'll tell you what, she had a repair technician there literally that day. And when they determined that the appliance was unserviceable, in other words, it wasn't worth fixing, I had a brand new dishwasher the next day in that property. And I'll tell you what, that is somebody that understands the importance of the relationship between a resident and an owner. And that's really the way it should be. But getting back to these stats, 40.1 million apartment residents. Now, that doesn't include people that are renting houses. That is strictly in the multifamily space. That's a lot of people. And as I look at the rest of the stats, one of the things that really strikes me is the fact that 47% of the United States apartments that are out there were built before 1980. And that's actually kind of an interesting stat. When we get back, I'll explain why. Stick around.
Del Wamsley talks about understanding the system.
Guy told me the other day on the radio, he says, you know, I understand the system. They let the stock market go up to feed our ego, to think we're getting somewhere, and then they crash it on us and take it all away. So now we're stuck. He says, I've lived through two of those cycles, so he started investing in real estate to get away from the cycle.
Are you ready to break the cycle? Start investing in real estate today. Find out how. Join Lifestyles Unlimited. Start with our live online free workshop. Register at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
We're back with the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. We're here to answer your questions and help you become financially free.
Welcome back to the show. So I'm hitting you with some stats today, and I kind of gave you a perspective of what it was like for me to be somebody who rented housing. And I've had some pretty good experiences as a renter. Maybe I was just lucky. Maybe I just found the right properties to rent. But I don't think that's the case for everybody. I think that some people just rent what might be available, regardless of the condition, because they need a place to live. I think it's really important to understand the economic impact of 40.1 million people who live in apartments with regards to our nation. You know, they have a tendency to spend a lot of money. Yeah, the stats I'm looking at basically say that regarding the 40.1 million people that reside in apartments, $3 trillion is contributed to the local economies each year, which includes about $350.8 billion in taxes that are paid to the municipality. And hopefully the municipality is doing what it's supposed to do to maintain infrastructure and the things that government really should do. It also creates nationwide 16 million jobs. There is a huge economic impact that's created by providing housing for people. When I'm saying 40.1 million people, I'm just talking about the people that actually live in apartment communities. Those are defined as properties that are 5 units or more. I'm not taking into consideration all the people that actually rent single-family homes or duplexes, triplexes, or fourplexes, because if we added that number on, it would be even bigger. Now, 21.9 million apartment homes. So you've got 40.1 million people living in 21.9 million apartment homes. And when you think about the economic impact of all of these apartment homes across the nation, it's very significant. The operation of the country's apartment homes contributes $175.2 billion to the local economy each year, which includes $58 billion in property taxes and creates 341,000 100,000 jobs. Yet the apartment industry is a big element of our economy. And if the pandemic has not taught us anything, it has taught us that people need a place to live. And that place to live has, in the last 10 months, has really also been a place to work, a place to raise our children, a place to school our children, a place to interact with other people while socially distancing through Zoom or whatever you use to communicate with other people. Some parts of the country are still in kind of a lockdown mode. Other parts aren't. So the importance of housing has never, ever, ever, at least in my lifetime, been more important than it is now. So some of you are thinking, well, you know, Al, we're going to come out of this pandemic. And when we come out of this pandemic, those other sectors of real estate, like office or retail, we can buy that stuff at bargain prices. Yeah, maybe you can. But is that a really solid place to put your money? Because we've also learned that people don't necessarily need access to retail or other elements of the commercial real estate markets. In my opinion, you'd be speculating if you jumped into those marketplaces. Now, I could be totally wrong, and maybe you'll do extremely well. But I'm not going to recommend to you that you should speculate with investing. I think investing comes with its own set of risks. And when you mitigate those risks, it allows you to be profitable. And the neat thing about residential income producing real estate is the fact that people need a place to live. And not everybody wants to own real estate as their primary residence. It's just the way it is. Now, I mentioned to you that I was going to talk about that 47% of apartment communities that were built before 1980. And why that's significant is that when you look at housing stock, stuff that's built today is considered brand new, it's considered Class A. Stuff that was built maybe, I don't know, 10, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, it just depends. That's considered more Class B, maybe even older stock. But one of the things that we have found at Lifestyles Unlimited, and one of the things that we teach our members, is to invest in real estate assets, especially in the apartment communities that are in that Class C element. Those tend to be older properties. Those properties tend to be 40 years or older. And they've, for the most part, have probably lived through their useful life. And it gives us an opportunity as owner-operators to go in and find the ugly duckling and put a plan together to turn that ugly duckling into the golden swan, the golden goose, if you will, that provides us cash flow. It provides us the ability to force appreciation. Because if you look at all the metropolitan areas in America, they all have concentric rings around them. In other words, growth occurs from the center out. So over time, those concentric rings get bigger and bigger and bigger. And sometimes the inventory that's in the center portion gets ignored. But we don't like to ignore that because we understand that there are people working in that urban core that need a nice place to call home. And we create that nice place for them to call home. It's really, really cool. And it keeps them convenient to where they work. Maybe it allows them to not have to get into a car and drive somewhere. Maybe they can use public transportation, which might lower their costs and provide them a better quality of life. And because we do things to, you know, that are favorable with the environment, we put in low-flow toilets. We put in the right thermostats that help them to save energy and thereby save money. And we've also invested in the property to make it economically affordable. When we come back from the break, I'm going to talk about John.
One of the things I'd like to get across is that your whole life you wanted to make a change, right? But you never had the time. This might be it, because we have online education that you can get involved in.
We're now going to bring the free workshop to the entire country and really the world. Anybody who is interested can participate in that. We're going to live stream that free workshop and have people online with you on the live stream, talking with you, answering questions, interacting. You're really going to get a great feel for the Lifestyles community from this. And you can register for that. So if you want to find out about us, this is a great way to take a look at us and what we do.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com. That's LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. So the one thing I wanted to point out in the last segment that I didn't get an opportunity to point out because I ran out of time is that based on the analysis done by WeAreApartments.org, they're a nonprofit, they're estimating that the country will have a shortfall of apartment units in 2021 and beyond. You see, what they're saying is that we need to build nationally 328,000 units to keep up with demand, because our population is expanding. And as a result of the population growth and the fact that the apartment industry hasn't necessarily been keeping up with demand or pending demand. And there's a lot of reasons for it. I mean, it has to do with, you know, some areas are very restrictive in nature as far as, you know, can you build? And if you can build, what can you build? Maybe there's not enough incentive for new construction to go into certain areas. There's just a ton of stuff out there. But ironically, that demand is still going to be there. So we need new construction. We also need renovation of existing stock, because not everybody wants to rent a place that's an hour away from where they work. And that's where we come in. We're really good at finding properties that need a little bit more than TLC. We'll go in and do the heavy lifting. We'll put the foundations level. We'll replace the roofs. We'll replace the air conditioning and heating systems. We'll go into the interiors and gut them if we have to, and create something that is beautiful in its place. And then we'll make that beautiful property available to people that are desperately looking for clean, functional workforce housing. That's the way it works. Now, when we went to break, I said I was going to talk about John. Last week, I had John on the show. And John is 32 years old. He started investing in real estate at the ripe old age of 18. He basically took the money that his dad had saved up for him to send him to college. And before John went to college, he was given a choice. Take the money, go to college, get a degree, consume all the money, and good luck in the workforce. Or take the money, invest it in real estate, build the business up correctly, and see where it goes. He took the business route. He did. And I'll tell you what, he's been on fire ever since. I mean, John, when I had him on the show, he mentioned he has over 2,500 units of real estate. Now, all of his properties are in the greater Houston area. That's the market that he knows. That's the market he invests in. And he started with a 50-unit apartment community. And he literally learned from the ground up how to own, operate, rehabilitate, do all the things necessary in the business to create a flourishing property. And once he did that with that 50-unit, he started buying bigger and bigger units. I think the last thing he bought was something like 460 units. Now, one of the things I wanted to look at, because we're talking about stats and we're talking about economic impact, and you know, because that's the flavor of the day out there. Everybody wants to talk about, everybody wants to get their economist out there. Where are we going in 2021? Well, let me just give you an analysis of what John, based on the fact that he has invested in 2,500 units of multifamily apartments, what's the economic impact that John has created for the city of Houston? Well, it's actually pretty intense. I mean, when you look at the fact that with all of the properties that he bought, he had to do some renovation and repair. Because he didn't go out and buy Class A properties that were just built 2 years ago and all leased up and ready to go. He bought properties that had issues. And he had to remediate those issues. Now, the economic impact of that remediation, about $5.8 million. That's money flowing into the city of Houston. Now, he has operated those properties. And when you think about the operation expenditures of those properties, there's a lot of things that go into the operation of a property. I mean, you've got taxes, you've got salaries and personnel expenses, you've got repairs and maintenance, you've got management fees, you've got contract services, utilities, administrative costs, insurance, marketing costs. This is money that's being put back into the economy. And the estimate I'm looking at is just south of $17 million. And then when you look at what the residents spend in the economy, and I'm not talking about rent, I'm talking about that economic muscle that 2,500 households provide to the city of Houston, that's like $300 million. It keeps the economic engine going. So, I mean, it, you know, when you add all of that up, it's like almost $323 million that's being injected into the city of Houston based on the fact that John went out and acquired 2,500 units, not all at once, by the way, but he went out and acquired these properties, he renovated these properties, and he provided great, clean, functional workforce housing for people that desire it. He created the best product at the best price, and he attracted the best people. Now, when you look at what the tax revenues do, just based on 2,500 units, you know, there's like $7 million in operation expenditures that occur that impact the tax base. And the fact that those residents are spending money out there, that's another almost $36 million just based on the resident spending. I mean, and the taxes that are earned off of that spending that go back into the economy. That's like giving the city of Houston a $43 million shot in the arm. And it doesn't stop there. It also gets into the concept of employment. You know, statistically, just by doing the renovation and repairs that John needs to do to get his properties up to where he expects them to be, and then to maintain those, he's probably producing 23 jobs. 23 jobs that wouldn't be there if John wasn't doing what he's doing. And when it comes to operations, there's probably another 24 jobs that he creates. Now, John told me he has a team that he's built. He's built a management company. And I think he said something in the neighborhood of 40 some odd jobs. And he is dedicated to those people that work for him. He wants to give them the best experience possible in the workplace. Now, when you think about all the money that all of those residents are pouring into the economy, that translates into an additional 1,350 jobs for the city of Houston, because those jobs support a resident base of 2,500 people. I mean, those are things everywhere from a doctor, a dentist, dare I say it, a financial planner. There's all kinds of jobs out there that are created just based on the fact that people spend money. I mean, look at the grocery stores. If those 2,500 people weren't there, you wouldn't be hiring people to stock the shelves, and you wouldn't be paying for transportation expenses to bring goods and services in. So, you know, based on my rough calculation, John is responsible for about 1,400 jobs if you really peel back the onion and look at it. So what you need to do is make a decision. Do you want to make a difference in other people's lives? Do you want a little piece of that economy working on your behalf so that you can change the life that you're currently living? Go to freeworkshoplivestream.com. That's freeworkshoplivestream.com, and we'll show you how we do it. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
Thank you for listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.